This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Convoys of trucks carrying humanitarian aid, including fuel, drove through the Rafah crossing from Egypt to Gaza Thursday.
The deliveries, which were escorted by Hamas police, took place as Israel said it would keep fighting the militants despite international calls for a ceasefire. Israel's offensive in Gaza has already been one of the most devastating military campaigns in recent history. More than 21,100 Palestinians, most of them women and children, have been killed, according to the health ministry in Hamas-ruled Gaza. The count doesn't differentiate between civilians and combatants. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
A hard-hit Israeli kibbutz has announced the death of Judy Weinstein, an American-Canadian-Israeli woman who had been thought to be held hostage in Gaza. Her death was announced Thursday, 6 days after her husband was also declared dead. 70-year-old Weinstein and 73-year-old husband were taking an early morning walk on October 7th when Hamas militants burst across the border into Israel, killing about 1,200 people and kidnapping 240 others. A U.S. military space plane has blasted off on another secretive mission expected to last for years.
Like previous missions, the military's X-37B reusable plane, resembling a mini space shuttle, carried classified experiments. There's no one on board. The space plane took off aboard SpaceX's Falcon Heavy rocket from NASA's Kennedy Space Center more than 2 weeks late because of technical issues. It marked the seventh flight of an X-37B, which has logged more than 10 years in orbit since its debut in 2010. The last flight, the longest one yet, lasted 2.5 years before ending on a runway at Kennedy a year ago. I'm Norman Hall.
There's more at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. President Nicolas Maduro has ordered Venezuela's armed forces to conduct defensive exercises in the Eastern Caribbean after the United Kingdom announced it would send a warship to Guyana's territorial waters during a border dispute between the South American neighbors. In a nationally televised address on Thursday, Maduro said that 6,000 Venezuelan troops, including air and naval forces, will conduct joint operations off the nation's eastern coast near the border with Guyana. Maduro described the impending arrival of British ship HMS Trent to Guyana's shores as a threat to his country, and he argued that the ship's deployment violates a recent agreement between the neighboring nations. The opposition says Democratic Republic of Congo's recent election should be annulled amid allegations of widespread irregularities and fraud. But on Wednesday, a government spokesperson said any challenges to the outcome should go through the courts. Reuters' David Doyle.
It threatened to further destabilize the world's top cobalt producer, which is already grappling with a security crisis in the country's east. The opposition says voting was marred by widespread irregularities and fraud. That's denied by the Electoral Commission, CENI. Its provisional results have so far put incumbent President Felix Tshisekedi well ahead of his opponents. The opposition and independent observers question the legitimacy of CENI's figures. They've accused the Electoral Commission of failing to follow correct procedures for the tabulation and publishing of results, in addition to election day issues.
Port Sudan, which lies on Sudan's Red Sea coast, is facing a cholera outbreak exacerbated by a lack of medical supplies as the country remains in the grips of war.
One that was hosting students has been converted into a shelter for the displaced, housing at least 1,000 people. Among the displaced is Julia Adam. Adam says one of her daughters died a month ago from cholera, and the other girl recovered and is with her. Dr. Alam Abdallah, the Director General of the Red Sea Province Health Sector at the Ministry of Health, says there have been 2,237 cases of cholera so far. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
A 15-year-old surfer has died in the third fatal shark attack in the waters of South Australia's state in recent months. Authorities said Friday that Kai Cowley was attacked by a suspected great white shark Thursday while surfing with his father off York, Pennsylvania, west of his hometown. He was brought to shore by emergency services who were unable to revive him. Surfers died in shark attacks in remote parts of South Australia in May and October. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.